Hello, my name is Trent, and I'm going to teach you about the Corpse of Discovery. The Corpse of Discovery started an adventure to find the Pacific Ocean, map different parts of America, chart different plants and animals, and to make peace with the Indians. President Thomas Jefferson told Meriwether Lewis that he would be the leader of an expedition to the West. Lewis chose William Clark to aid him in the journey. Clark was a talented artist and mapmaker, so he would make the new maps and chart different species of plants and animals. They had a team of 30-plus men, and they dragged their boats up the Missouri River. They had to drag them up the river because they were going against the current. After a while, they reached the Shoshone Indian tribe. Both the Corpse of Discovery and the Shoshone were treated with respect. While they were there, they met a French fur trader and his wife, Sacagawea. No one really cared about the guy, but his wife helped the Corpse of Discovery most of all. She taught them about poisonous and edible plants, different animals, and she knew the environment well. They set off and they thought they were close. They were even more wrong than they even could have imagined. They reached the Rocky Mountains. They met with a local Indian tribe, and it turns out their leader is Sacagawea's brother. They got the horses they needed, and they set over the mountain. Surprisingly, they didn't die. After they made it over the mountains, they continued on their journey through the river into Oregon. When they made it to the Oregon coast, they made Fort Clatsop. They stayed in Fort Clatsop through the winter. Then they started their journey back. Eventually, they returned to St. Louis in September 1806. That was the Lewis and Clark Expedition.